This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Ospedia Channel 1 and online.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
For many people, Christmas is over and done with. It began for them early November, perhaps even earlier, when they put up their Christmas trees and trimmings, and shops began playing Frosty the Snowman. But for Christians, their celebrations began only 4 days ago, on Christmas Day. So in today's programme and next Sunday's programme on Epiphany, we continue to listen to the Christmas story and see what it might be saying to us. Our opening song today is one of my favourites. A traditional Irish carol dating back to the 12th century, a beautiful hymn of praise called the Wexford Carol, performed for us by Alison Krauss and famous cellist Yo-Yo Mama, which begins, "Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God has done for us in sending his beloved Son."
Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angels said, to Bethlehem. Be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife.
A rare peace actually reigned in Judea at the time when Jesus was born. But it wasn't to last very long in Bethlehem, for once King Herod was made aware of a child who might be a threat to his throne and to his descendants, he was resolved to do all in his power to get rid of him. Philosophers had arrived at his palace from the east seeking a child king. Once his own scribes looked into the prophecies of the ancient scrolls, they confirmed that a Messiah king was indeed destined to be born in Bethlehem. These philosophers, or some people call them kings, had come bearing precious gifts for a newborn king, but they had inadvertently put him in great danger by making inquiries about him. Not only was Mary's child now in danger, many other children would soon suffer at the hands of King Herod. After our next hymn, we'll hear from the Gospel how an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, warning him to flee. You know, real peace is something we know so little of in our world today. Would that we could all hush the noise and clamour and simply listen to what God has to say to us. Our next carol says this, "And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing." Let's listen to "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," sung to us by King's College, Cambridge. So we're listening this morning to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 13. "Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.' Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfil what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I have called my son.' When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, 'A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more.'" When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." There's something to be said for the peace that comes from following God in simplicity and obedience, like Joseph and Mary did. let's listen to Alison Krauss and Yo-Yo Mama performing once more, this time with a song on this very theme. It's called Simple Gifts.
'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you want to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning
Joseph recognized that God was once again speaking directly to him through his dream, just like he had before when he had reassured him to believe Mary's words. He obeyed the angel immediately, who said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you." This dream presumably was in the night. The angel was warning him, "Get up, go now. Never mind giving the matter careful consideration. Pick up what you need now and run." The message couldn't have been clearer. Danger was at hand. The angel even told Joseph which country they had to flee to, and that was Egypt. And hundreds of babies were about to be slaughtered by Herod's men. Poor little children. Poor little Jesus. Evil had marked them out.
Someday he will die
That was Muddy Pryor singing Poor Little Jesus. Many ordinary people, no different from us, are forced to seek asylum today because of some kind of violence or threat against them, usually as a result of war or persecution. People all over the world have been imprisoned, tortured and killed by ruthless people who want their homes, their land, or simply their allegiance. Have you ever wondered what we would do in their situation? It's a sobering thought. If we had to flee, where would we go? Who would take us in? How would we survive the journey, and what would we take with us? Mary and Joseph, along with their child, had all these decisions to make. They sought asylum from a fierce tyrant and had to travel a dangerous route where wild creatures roamed, where deserts were scorching hot by day and freezing by night, and where robbers lay in wait. They also had to face the fact that the country they were travelling to might not have been welcoming. Let's listen to the children of Central Middle School Wall's End from my album The Christmas Story, and the soloist is Misha Wallace, singing Journey on Your Way.
Journey on your way.
Jill Briscoe, a famous American author and speaker, was once invited to preach at a church in Croatia, where 200 newly arrived refugees were gathered. Her audience was mostly women, because the men were either dead or imprisoned or at war. After seeing the women's faces, she felt that her message was totally inappropriate for them. So she prayed for God to give her the words to say. Putting aside her notes, she started to tell the women about Jesus and how as a child he had become a refugee himself. She told how his parents had had to flee to Egypt to escape Herod's soldiers and how they had left everything behind. She also told the rest of Jesus' life too and finished by describing what Jesus had suffered on the cross. She told it as it was, not like in the pictures, but Jesus hanging naked on the cross. She finished her message by saying, "All these things have happened to you. You are homeless. You have had to flee. You have suffered unjustly. But you didn't have a choice." Jesus had a choice. He knew all this would happen to him, but still he came. Then Jill told them why. Many of the refugees knelt down, put their hands in the air and wept. "He's the only one who really understands," they cried. What is it that God asks of us today? How can we best give our hearts to him, live our lives for him in today's world, with such uncertainty all around us? Perhaps he asks that we listen to him in the stillness. that we walk his way and trust in his promises to guide us. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 30, "How gracious God will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" A favourite hymn of many people is "In the Bleak Midwinter, What Can I Give Him? Poor as I am," it asks the same question.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow.
Let's listen to words from a sermon preached once by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, who said, "If we're welcoming to those in need, if we're generous in giving, if we take hold of our new future with determination and courage, then we will flourish. Living well together despite our differences, offering hospitality to the stranger and those in exile with unshakable hope for the future, these are the gifts, the commands and the promises of Jesus Christ. They're also the foundations of our best shared values, traditions and practices in Britain. They make us the country we can be, a gift and source of confidence to this troubled world, in which we live not only for ourselves, but as a beacon of hope, a city set on a hill." Minnie Haskins, in her poem entitled God Knows, writes these lovely words to end our programme today. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. And so we pray, Lord God, after all you've done for me, what would you have me do for you? Amen. Here's a lovely blessing to finish, sung by Celtic Thunder, called May the Road Rise to Meet You. It's time for Andrew, my technician, and myself to say goodbye now, and also to wish you all the best for the coming year. Andrew, what do you want to say?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Every blessing to you all, especially for 2020. Bye for now.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall softly on your fields, and until we meet again, may you keep safe in the gentle loving arms of God. For everything there is a season, a time for meeting, a time to say goodbye. In all things God's near, always guiding your way. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. Upon your face. May the rain fall softly on your fields, and until we meet again, may you keep safe in the gentle